The Postal Service is short on money, but they're giving mixed grades to a new bill aimed at saving its bottom line. The bill from Congressman Daryl Issa would supposedly save them $6 billion a year. Federal News Radio's Ruben Gomez has been looking it over and is here with the details. Good to see you, my friend. Thanks for being on this afternoon.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
What does the bill cover exactly, and why is the Postal Service saying they're not so hot on this idea?
Right. Well, as you know, the Postal Service is losing lots and lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
ISA's bill would set up a special panel, the Postal Service Financial Responsibility Management Assistance Authority. And it would have the power to restructure the Postal Service and take action to cut costs if the agency defaults on its obligations to the government.
Mm-hmm.
The bill would also set up a process that ISA's people are calling a postal BRAC, a committee that would look at facilities to close and hopefully, they say, saving billions of dollars. And the Postal Service would have authority to reduce mail delivery by up to 5 days a week, down from six. They've been asking for that. But it doesn't address some really big issues the Postal Service wants to be addressed. For one, the Postal Service pays $5.5 billion every year to pre-fund health benefits for its retirees. They say that's too much. The Postal Service also has a surplus in its retirement funds. They say $6.9 billion in FERS and $50 to $70 billion in CSRS. That's a big chunk of money. They want some of that money back. Postal leaders say these two issues are really putting the Postal Service behind financially, but they don't like the fact that ISA's bill doesn't address those mm-hmm. things. Another note, the Postal Service say the bill assumes the problems are all because there's not enough regulation. So they say that's just not the case. They say it's about mail volume. If anything, they want more freedom to do business as they see fit based on business conditions.
One of the reasons that I think this panel isn't going to go anywhere is because it's a terrible name. The PSFRMAA.
It's not really catchy. Well, I don't know.
Well, how do you make that into an acronym?
Like the Data Act or something.
It would be like Firma or something like that. Seriously, though, what do unions think of this legislation so far?
Well, today, the American Postal Workers Union, which represents 220,000 postal workers, is calling the bill a reckless attack on postal services and employees. Now, like the Postal Service, they don't like the fact that ISA's bill doesn't address pre-funding for retiree health benefits and pensions. They also don't like a provision that would give Special Solvency Authority, this long acronym that we kind of tried to figure out but didn't, the power to force renegotiation of collective bargaining agreements. So if there's no agreement mm-hmm. in those renegotiations, this authority could actually just unilaterally make the decisions.
Right.
The Postal Service decided to stop employer contributions to FERS earlier this week, and we can get into that a little bit later.
Well, that's where I wanted to go next. Now, since they're not paying their contributions into FERS at this point, today's when that starts, that's going to help them save money eventually,
right.
But it's not necessarily a short-term thing, and they're already saying we're going to run out of money by October of this year.
Yeah.
So how does this all fit together?
Yeah, well, you know, the Postal Service, they say they're paying about $115 million every other week for FERS.
Mm-hmm.
They say stopping these contributions could actually save about $800 million in what's left of this fiscal year, fiscal 2011. So, yes, they want to stop employer contributions to FERS today. Employee contributions would continue to go into the accounts. This isn't necessarily permanent, but they say it would help them save cash. They're predicting that they're going to run out of cash by October. They also want OPM to refund all that money. They say they've overpaid into FERS, $6.9 mm-hmm. billion, but OPM is not so ready to do that. So they brought in the Justice Department to kind of help mediate, settle the situation. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller actually got this story from their chief human resources officer
mm-hmm.
the other day. You can find that interview at federalnewsradio.com.
Yeah, we've got that posted up there for you to look at anytime you like. And this is not an issue that's going away anytime soon. It is not common, I guess, for a federal agency, even an agency like the Postal Service that's not a typical federal agency, to tell a member of Congress thanks but no thanks. So I appreciate you being here to help us understand it, Ruben.
Not a problem.
Federal News Radio's Ruben Gomez. You can find out more about what's going on here at federalnewsradio.com.